Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I was coming from Umrah by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one family in the front of me, mother, son, around 16 years old, and a father, maybe late 50. All of them watching adventure, science fiction movie. Very interesting, very, very well into it. To the point, even when the plane fall, you know, finished, the son want to continue. It's not only the family. When you look at the whole plane, same. Either talking nonsense or watching nonsense. These people just finish Umrah. Now let me take you to something. Something hit me at this time. I remember Hudayra radiallahu anhu, the man who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of the exhibition, he forget to give him food, and it was very limited food, was just a bunch of dates, and he forget. And Hudayra was shy to ask him, and he went just saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Oh ya Allah, feed with it Hudayra. He kept doing dhikr and said, feed with it Hudayra. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah give you salam and tell you forget Hudayra. Please give him the food and wait until you see what Hudayra will say. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, he called Hudayra. He gave him the food. And in another report, he sent the man with the food and tell him, after you give him the food, don't leave until you see what Hudayra will say. When Hudayra heard the story about Jibreel alayhi salam came to for him, Hudayra, he did three takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And raised his hand to the sky. And he said, Oh Allah, the way you never forget Hudayra, don't allow Hudayra to forget you, Ya Allah. I was sitting in the plane and I thank Allah and I said, Allah, please don't make me in a state of heedlessness. Don't make me forget you, Ya Allah. Don't make me forget to do tasbih to you, Ya Allah. Don't make me forget to thank you, Allah. Don't make me forget to believe in you, Ya Allah. And all of a sudden something came to me. I was super tired and I closed my eyes. And something came like a movie, but different style of movie. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. You remember Allah, Allah remember you. You remember Allah, the angel remember you in the kingdom of Allah. Imagine now the kingdom of Allah, the angel going to Allah by your name. Mention your name in the kingdom of Allah. Imagine the angel going back and forth from you to Allah, doing dhikr for you by your name, make istighfar for you. Let me tell you something else. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw it in Isra and Mi'raj when he went. Imagine when one man, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he finished salah. He said to one man, come here. He came. He said, what you said after salah? He was shy and so scared. He said, what you say after salah? He said, I said, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, adada khalqih, wa rida'a nafsih, wa zinata arshih, wa midadi kalimatih. He said, wallahi, I saw the angel do not know how to carry it until you ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot carry it. You cannot carry the amount of reward of what this man did. Write it to him the way it is. Write it for him the way it is. I will reward him with it, yawm al-qiyamah. Imagine if we say any dhikr, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, adada khalqih, ورضاء نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. Justice said that. Go, you will find it. This is called a dhikr al-muda'af. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was passing one time one lady, and he asked her, what are you doing? She said, I remember Allah, ya Rasulullah. And she has some stone. He said, can I teach you something much higher than that? And he teach her the same one. My dear brother in Islam, are we really in a state of heedlessness? We have no value of remembering Allah. What about the company of Allah? Do you know when you remember Allah, what you mean? You are in the company of Allah. That's why the early people used to take a ghusl, perfume themselves, dress nicely, sit toward the Qibla and remember Allah. And once somebody asked him, why you do that? He said, do you know who I'm sitting with? And believe it or not, I met a few women in my life used to do that. How many of you do that? You take a ghusl, you perfume yourself, you dress so beautifully, but not like going for wedding. No, no, no. Nice white clothing, cover, modesty, clean, so beautiful, sit toward the Qibla, and you do dhikr. And you do dhikr with the intention, Allah is watching you. Allah remember you in the kingdom of Allah. You remember Rasulullah when he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever remember me in himself, I remember him by myself. And whoever remember me in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering much higher. My dear brother and sister in Islam, tell me, how many of you went to Umrah or Hajj, and after you come back, you focus in remember Allah and doing good deed and be with Allah? My dear brother and sister in Islam, just go read the verses and ayat and ahadith in a chapter of dhikrullah. You will be shocked and you will miss everything. Let me tell you something for all of you who go to somebody's house and look in the furniture. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of people come in a yawm al-qiyamah, standing next to each other, both of them equal in good deed, okay? Except one of them, he said, subhanallah, once extra. His house or his palace in Jannah will be further than the another one, كَكَوْكَبٌ دُرِّي, like a star in the sky. Imagine, one zikrullah extra will put you higher with unbelievable amount of million and billion of miles. Tell me, what else you want? You want to be in a status? You want to build your palaces? You want to decorate your palaces? You want to marry whom you want? You want to choose whom you want? You want to make shafa'ah to whom you want? Or you want to be in a state of heedlessness and go to Jahannam wal-a'yazu billah? My dear brother and sister in Islam, dhikrullah, tasbih, thank Allah, be content, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time for nothing, wallahi, for nothing. You will be a loser, dunya and akhirah. And most of all, shaitan will get you. Remember invocation of God, dhikru ilahi by Urdu. Okay, Arabic, al-wabil al-sayyib min al-kalim al-tayyib, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. He wrote 120 reasons, 120 benefits for to remember Allah. May Allah make us among those al-dhakirin, al-shakirin, al-hamidin, al-musabbihin, al-mutawakkilin, al-muqinin, al-mu'minin, al-radin, al-murtadin. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.